जैसे डाटा रिटिकरिंग फॉलो प्रोग्रेस नो पेशेंट नेम ब्राउन बी आर ओ डब्ल्यू एन थॉमस डी एच ओ एम एस डेट ऑफ बर्थ 12/29/1939 प्लेस फ्यूचर केस चार विलेज डेट ऑफ सर्विस 1/7/2024 पेशेंट सीन टुडे फॉलो अप सब क्यूट रीहैब फॉर सी एच एफ CKD diabetes, history of presental illness, 83-year-old male with a known CHF, reduced ejection fraction of 42%, moderate aortic stenosis, diabetes, CKD, dementia. He has been admitted to the facility for deconditioning, continuation of his medical care. Today when I saw the patient, he has no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Patient is a status post-COVID recovery, feeling good. Past medical history, CHF, next line. Moderate aortic stenosis, next line, hypertension, next line, diabetes, next line, CKD, next line, dementia. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Cooperative. Memory is impaired, blood pressure 142 or 76, pulse 68, temperature 97.4, high respiration 18, pulse off 97%. Arrhythmia, bronchiolitis, arrhythmia, cardiac and exoplanosity, chest not in the lungs, and decreased blast from the bases, no wheezing, heart resonance 2, systolic murmur present, abdomen soft, not in the bottom part, extremity trace edema. There's no cath tenderness, neuro, he's awake, he's alert but forgetful and disoriented. Assessment, patient had CHF, status post recent COVID with the recovery, COVID-19 infection, next hand conjunctivitis, right eye treated, has resolved, next hand diabetic mellitus, next line hypertension, next line moderate aortic stenosis, next hand CKD. Lab reviewed. Stable, hemoglobin 12.0, marker 38.3, WBC 4.49, BUN 23, carry 1.5, AST 17, ART 16. Medications reviewed by me. Nifedipine XL, 90 mg PO daily, next line. And Entresto 24/26 twice a day, next time buspirone 5 mg 2 times a day for anxiety, next time paracetamol 325 mg daily for every other day 325 mg for iron deficiency anemia, adrenaline 100 mg PID, empagliflozin EMPAGLIFLOZIN, empagliflozin 25 mg daily, Senacort for constipation daily, Lantus insulin 5 units at bedtime, Lasix 40 mg daily, every other day, Lasix is every, not daily, Lasix 16 to every other day, potassium chloride 20 mEq daily, Solanus care covered with Humalog. He also getting artificial tears. Patient is medically doing well. He's from COVID point of view, he's fully recovered. He's asymptomatic. For CHF will continue all his current medication. Hypertension, he will be maintained on his constant in the 5-DP. He's tolerating well, and also for CHF, he's on Entresto and Lasix. They'll be continued. I keep on discuss with the patient, and the nursing staff will also follow BMP tomorrow. Next patient is Black, BLACK, Reginald, REGINARD. Please, future care charge related of birth 7/2/1949, date of service 1/7/2024. Patient seen today for follow up. Status post COVID recovery and bronchitis. History of present illness, this is 74-year-old male with a previous traumatic brain injury resulting in right side weakness, dysarthria. He has been admitted to subacute rehab. Because of multiple medical issues, treated for right knee septic arthritis, aspiration pneumonia, and also patient has ambulatory dysfunction. Today, when I saw the patient, he denies any headache, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Cough has resolved, and he is feeling much better. Regular system, no headache, congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no warm, no musculoskeletal, no pain, generalized, inferior neuro. Chronic right side weakness, no dizziness. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert. Oriented time 3, his blood pressure 123/60, pulse 87, temperature 97 Fahrenheit, respiration 16, pulse of 97%, body weight 140 pounds, head weight max, now mucophilic, no hematoma, hygienic diarrhea, can accept, no JVD, chest, no dental, lungs. Decreased blood from the bases, no vision, heart, sinus, tubulum is soft, and not involved from past two extremities. Right knee significantly healed, no leg edema, neuro is awake, alert, has dysarthria and expressive aphasia due to traumatic brain injury, and he has a right side weakness. Labs. Reviewed medications, he's on melatonin 5 mg at bedtime for insomnia, oxycodone 5 mg 2-4 hour PRN for severe pain, Sanocar 2 tablets daily, Miralax 17 mg daily. He also takes ibuprofen as needed in between for pain in the knee, lactulose 30 ml daily for constipation, cipacol lozenges every 6 hour PRN for throat irritation, guaifenesin 10 ml q4 hour PRN for cough and congestion, and triamcinolone. He has a rash recently treated in the right upper extremities in the face area. He gets rash at 0.1% BAD for the rash. Benadryl 25 mg q6 hour PRN basis for itching. He also is using Benadryl cream for itching twice a day if needed. We'll continue his current medication. I will discontinue the ibuprofen. He had significantly recovered from the COVID, and he's asymptomatic, and will continue all his care, will discontinue ibuprofen, and also slowly taper off oxycodone. Next patient is Alston, ALSTUN, Linda, LINDA, date of birth 12/28/1963. Place, future case, Charles, date of service 1/7/2023. Patient seen follow up in the subcutaneous rehab today. Patient subjective, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Patient has been admitted. To the facility, acute care, acute subacute rehab. Because ambulatory dysfunction, polyneuropathy, diabetes. Patient also had a CKD, neurogenic bladder, and bilateral edema. Today, patient is doing well, lying in the bed, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, next line. CKD, next line. Anemia, next line. Neurogenic bladder. Requiring chronic Foley catheter, next line. Diabetes mellitus, next line. Anterior cervical discectomy in October 2023. History of PE and DVT, maintain of apixaban. Physical exam, patient is awake, she's alert. Oriented M3, blood pressure 122/64, pulse 65, temperature 9.05, high risk patient 18, pulse of 96%. Heart rate maximum lung for the cardiac diuretic, no urinary discharge, extrapulmonary discharge, non tender lungs. Decreased pressure on the bases, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non tender, above from positive. Extremities, patient has right heel, DTI, pressure ulcer, patient also a sacral wound, left heel, DTI, and the left buttock, skin break. Neuro patient is awake, alert, entered M3. Recent labs. WBC 8.06, hemoglobin 8.9, mercury 30.5, sodium 141, potassium 4.6, cholesterol 102, CO2 30. Glucose 195, BE 169, creatinine 2.32. Current medications. Patient has a facial rash, getting local skin cream that has responded well. Sanacart/Docoset 2 tablet daily for constipation. Lasix 80 mg daily for CHF, Protonix 40 mg daily for reflux. Ferrosulfate 324 mg daily for chronic anemia. Apixaban 5 mg BID. For history of DVT-MPE, Coreg 25 mg BID, Sanacobalamin 1000 mcg daily, Gabapentin 100 mg TID, Albuterol nebulizer treatment every 4 hours, loratadine 10 mg daily for allergy, oxycodone 10 mg q 4 hour pm for severe pain, imdur 30 mg daily, dipitor 40 mg daily, nifedipine xl 60 mg daily, miralax 17 mg daily, naloxone for drug overdose if suspected, Humula with saline scale coverage, Retacrit RETACRIT 20,000 units, two ml every Friday, Tylenol 650 Q 6 hour PRN. Assessment: patient has been admitted to the facility with multiple medical problems. Number one, ambulatory dysfunction. Number two, polyneuropathy. Next line, diabetes. Neuropathy. Next line, CHF with preserved jack inflection. Next line, bilateral edema. CHF is maintained on Lasix. Lacrima responding very well to the diuretics. She's also maintained for hypertension, Coreg, nifedipine is maintained. CKD due to diabetic nephropathy being monitored. Anemia of chronic disease being monitored, and she's getting supplement Retacrit, neurogenic bladder, for Foley catheter, diabetes mellitus being mounted, insulin miscellaneous care coverage, STM arterial saturated saccharin infusion October 2023, PTOT following the patient, chronic pain, is on oxycodone as per hospital recommendation, STF DVT and P maintained on a fixie band, will continue all of the medication, follow up BMP. Keep and discuss with the patient, keep and discuss with nursing staff, all the patient questions answered, time spent on the patient, 38 minutes. Next patient is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Johnson Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, date of birth 4-3-1966, place, which okay, Charles Willey, patient seen today at the nursing facility for follow-up is the COVID-19 infection, known CVA, depression, history of present illness, this is a 57-year-old male, have been admitted to the rehab facility for CVA, history of substance abuse, depression. Patient was known to have COVID infection. Patient was managed. Initially, he had a cough and congestion, and he was given antiviral therapy. But his healthcare agent declined. Chest X-ray show basal pneumonitis. Patient was given antibiotic course and that resolved. Currently he's doing well. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Next line, past medical history, substance abuse, CVA, depression, history of H. pylori, gastritis treated. Next line, liver system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest, and GN, mounted musculoskeletal, no pain, genital union, hematuria, neuronal syncope. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert but memory is impaired, he's forgetful, his blood pressure is 124/76, pulse 68, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse of 97%, neck supple, no GVD, chest not tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart test, and two abdomen is soft, not tender, blood from positive extremities, no edema, neuro, he's awake, alert, memory is impaired, saturation to labs. Review stable. Medications. Cyanocobalamin 1000 mcg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, multivitamin daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, Miralax 17 gram daily, artificial tear 4 times a day for dry eyes. Vitamin D supplement 1000 units daily, meprazole 20 mg daily for GERD, Tylenol 650 Q6 RPR and Sanocide. Sanocide SIDE, Sanocide 8.6 mg 2 tablets daily and Dacosa 100 mg daily. Patient has been doing well. His status post of COVID recovery, feeling good. His DFCVA, maintain on statin and aspirin. Excellent cognitive impairment, stable. NFK will continue all his current medication as discussed. Keep and discuss with the patient or the nursing staff. Next patient is Kibble, K-A-B-B-L-E, Nacia, N-A-C-E-A, date of birth 9-3-1947, place which is Kirchhoff Charles Village, date of service 1-7-2023. Patient seen today for follow-up over her coronary artery disease, behavior disturbance, left leg ulcer, then the wound that has been significantly recovered. History of asthma / COPD. Today when I saw the patient, she has no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. History of present illness, 76-year-old female with history of CAD, status post PCI, and RC, right coronary RT in the June 2022. Asthma / COPD. Homeless, she was admitted with the left leg wound with cellulitis, treated. Patient has a cognitive impairment and also behavior disturbance. She has been being managed and overall doing well at this point. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion. Current medications. Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet every 8 hours, aspirin 81 mg daily. Seroquel 25 mg at bedtime, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Albuterol inhaler 2 puff Q 4 hour, PRN for shortness of breath. Assessment, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement. Next, an asthma / COPD maintain on inhaler for CAD, she's on statins. And aspirin. Next, and for behavior disturbance, she's maintaining on Seroquel. Care plan discuss the patient and the nursing staff. No other acute issue reported today. She's on Tylenol PRN for pain and tolerating well. Left leg wound has been healed. Care plan discuss the patient and the nursing staff. Time spent 30 minutes, this end of the location.